We're talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City head girls basketball coach Matt Erpelding. And, Coach, we were hoping that after a rough first part of the season weather-wise that, Mother Nature would cooperate with us after Christmas break, and she didn't right away, as you guys were scheduled to play Bishop Garrigan on January the 3rd, and instead that game gets postponed, and your first game comes January 16th, about 18 days after your last game against Crestwood, and you're taking on the Lake Mills Bulldogs last night. First of all, Coach, we'll get into the Lake Mills game in a moment, but let's talk about the break. What did the Indians work on?
Well, we threw in a few new things on both sides of the ball a little bit, just to kind of have a different wrinkle for a couple teams here in the second half, and had some pretty good practices there that week, and kind of finished it off going down to Newell Fonda and scrimmaging some four extremely solid teams down there, so that was good experience for us. We didn't have the best day down there as far as execution and kind of that type of stuff, but it's always good to experience playing high-caliber teams like that, knowing, what level you need to get to. So it was a good experience for especially all the younger kids, to go down there and play. And then, like you said, coming back, hoping to get a game in, and you and I had kind of joked about it before the break about, what are the odds of not playing that first game back due to weather, and lo and behold, we don't have it. But so a little disappointing not to get to play a game a little bit sooner, but it is what it is. And got another, couple days of practice in and to get ready for a run here. It's going to have a lot of ball games in it.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of games in a short amount of time. And you opened that up against Lake Mills last night. And Lake Mills really leads for much of the game. I know you guys took the lead in the second quarter, 17-15, and then you guys didn't lead again until late in the game. But you lead at the time when it matters most at the end of the game, 48-44, the final score.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't even know what the biggest lead was last night, but I don't think it was much. Maybe 6 points, or maybe got to 8 at one point. I don't know, but. Yeah, and like we talked after the game last night, we just didn't start well defensively in what we game plan wise, and that was a little bit frustrating offensively. I thought the first couple possessions we executed fairly well, but didn't get some shots to fall. But our defense just wasn't where it needed to be, quite honestly, all night long until late there, where we were able to kind of turn them over a little bit, but even that stretch of defense wasn't what we're accustomed to. But it was enough to pull out a victory in a game that we, like I said last night, we got outplayed. There's no denying that at all. But I think our experience and our composure were huge in the fact that we were able to pull that one out. So proud of the girls in that aspect, but not real proud of the way we played on either end of the floor. But that'll get better. I was just watching some film and looking at some stats this morning, and last night's a game where I think we shot 29 three-pointers and only made like six, so 21% or something like that. Only shot 24 times from inside the arc and made nine of those for whatever that comes to, 27% or whatever it is, 29%. But early in the season, I think you've seen us settling for that early three in the offense, and we weren't having success with that. We'd kind of gotten away from that by stressing the fact that we needed to get away from that and get that shot's always going to be there. Let's try to get something a little bit better, make the defense work a little bit. Cumulatively, that'll add up to having more fatigue on the other team, kind of wearing them out a little bit, which is going to allow you to continue to get good shots all night. So we need to get away from that early three in the offense thing. 29 threes when you're only making six of them, that's going to put a lot of stress on your defense, and when you're not playing defense to the level you need to be, which is the case with us last night, you're really putting yourself up against a tough situation to be able to pull off wins. So we need to move forward with better shot selection, and our defense fundamentally needs to be a lot better pretty quickly.
Coach, what were some things, or did you notice anything that you guys worked on over the break that you did see your team do well last night?
We didn't use a whole lot of that last night, just because of the struggles we were having. and what we were trying to do, and not real, I guess you'd say, just not really trusting that the new stuff we threw in was going to get executed to the level it needed to be, especially when the stuff that you've been doing all year wasn't working very well. So no, we didn't. You know, we really didn't look at much of it. We had a possession or two where we tried some stuff, and I thought we executed adequately, but really not a good enough measuring stick from the amount that we used it last night to see it. So to answer your question, really, you know, didn't really see much new stuff last night. But the thing is the effort's always there, and that's kind of what we always talk about. You know, bring effort and good things will happen. You'll be able to play through some adversity. We talked a lot last night about the coaching staff being able to trust personnel on the floor. There's times in the game where, like late game last night and those other games where we're trailing late, that as a coach, you know, even if one of your top players is having an off night, and it's really hard as a coach to leave them out there because you'd like to give somebody else an opportunity to do some good things. But when it comes down to crunch time, when you know that you got to have execution and everybody's got to be on the same page, and as a coach, you got to trust that you know the kids are going to do what's asked of them, it really kind of shortens up our rotation at this point. And that's a combination of a lot of things. I mean, you know, a lot of the kids, you got to play a lot, right? You got to play in my system to know kind of what's expected and all that type of stuff. So it's one of those kind of learning things, you know. And I'm not pointing out any single kid, but I guess my biggest point was as a kid that's, you know, in your top 6, 7, 8 rotation, if you're having a bad night, you need to stay locked in and focused because you might get called on to execute late and we need you. We can't have you hanging your head over the night you've had. You know, that's the same thing as if I would, you know, you're sitting on the bench for the majority of the game because you're having a bad night. That doesn't mean when it's crunch time that I'm not going to throw you back in there and expect you to, you know, to execute. So it's kind of a mentally, you know, stay mentally locked in. So some of those things, I think, kind of, you know, teaching moments kind of came out last night a little bit, which hopefully benefits us moving forward. Just to the fact that you just need it's 32 minutes and to keep your mindset in the moment, I guess you'd say.
And, Coach, you guys will turn around quickly as you will play a game at 1 o'clock today against Clear Lake in a game that, is a non-conference game. But it is big for a lot of reasons. The rivalry between Forest City and Clear Lake, you always like to win. And I know that's there. You guys got the win last year over Clear Lake, and you'd like to do it again this year. And then, of course, could come down to helping out seeding-wise in the Class 3A tournament, a team that it's not to say you guys won't see them again in the postseason. So a lot of things that your team can take from today's game, Coach.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know, we were able to finally get a win in that series last year, and pretty amazing performance. I mean, I thought we really played well that game, and so they're gonna want to get us back, and of course it's over there. And once again, one of those gyms that just seems to be a tough place to play. But a lot of that's got to do with quality of team you're playing, I guess. But yeah, I think it's important seeding wise, tournament pairing wise. And with that being said, you know, you want to play well. So if you do see them later in the season, you got a ton of confidence heading into that postseason matchup. But you know, a Clear Lake team that's kind of got some different personnel now, you know, needing major contributions from kids that were just role players the last couple of years. So they're a little bit different team personnel-wise. You know, I think the Malin girl is kind of developing into a pretty good point guard for Bart there. You know, she's with the experience and, like I said, the kind of the responsibility he's putting on her. She's seems to be improving pretty rapidly. And, of course, the Johnson girl inside's athletic and, of course, getting – better as well with more experience and kind of more of the weight load on her. So a team that likes to shoot a lot of threes. I think roughly, if I remember right, about 43% maybe of their shots come from the three-point line. So in other words, they like to keep the ball on the perimeter as far as their shot attempts are concerned. They do a lot of dribble drive type action to get those threes. But so we got to just make sure we cover up the shooters that they do have, you know, the ones that are the higher percentage ones, and take our chances with those other girls that haven't been shooting it well and hope they don't, you know, have a really good day against us. But once again, it all comes down to the defensive end, and fundamentally we got to get better you know, from last night to today, and hopefully that happens. And I think you'll see us, you know, getting kind of our legs back underneath us just a hair with the game last night. And, you know, I think we'll be all right, because I'm pretty certain my kids know we didn't, you know, play real well last night, and I just got to take a better effort today to go to Clear Lake and come away with a victory.
And, Coach, kind of a different game, too, playing on a Saturday afternoon. And so you got that element that goes along with it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the early afternoon starts, not a huge fan of that just because it's out of routine and that type of thing. But, yeah, we'll be all right. It's the same for both teams. But we're going to go ahead and bring the varsity girls over with us on the JV bus so they can kind of be there and be around the JV and kind of be around the game to kind of get them a little bit more maybe in that basketball mode heading into the early afternoon start. So, yeah, it's much rather that it's a 1 o'clock starts a lot better than 11 o'clock or something like that in the morning start. So we'll be ready to go. Like I said, I think it's good to get right back on the court again and play another game to, you know, kind of get our confidence back a little bit. Even though, you know, we won last night, I think we're pretty certain that the girls know that, you know, that we need to be playing better. And so let's get right back out on the court and see if we can make it happen today.
All righty, Coach. Well, thanks so much for your time. Really do appreciate you talking with us this morning. We'll wish the Indians the best of luck against Clear Lake, and we'll talk to you at the halftime of the boys' contest.
Sounds good. Thanks, Aaron.
That was Forest City head girls basketball coach Matt Erpelding.